Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Tinsler's here. Ken is an 8-year member of our Brain Trust. We're so happy he's been hanging out with us all this time. He's CEO of SpiderWorks and a partner in Nettlewoods. He's the author of Cause a Disturbance and the 90% Rule, both of which we helped him launch on this show. And he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Ken Tinsler, welcome back, and we're glad you're joining us all the way from Canada.
Yeah, thanks for having me again this morning.
It's good to have you here, as always. Ken, how are things in Canada these days?
Well, things are good. I mean, you know, as good as they can be, given, you know, everything. I mean, we're talking in the break about what a challenging year it's been for all, and as a small business guy, opening business, closing business, opening business, as this whole wave of health pandemic around us is—it's really impacted us, and it's really impacted, who we are, our teams, our families, our mental health, I guess.
One thing about it is, like after 2008, if you survive 2008, you learn some things. If you survive the pandemic, it will have been an expensive lesson. But you'll learn some things. You'll know what you're made of. And so, Ken, one of the things that I know you've got on your mind are macro trends. And this is something that I've tried to stay focused on with my group, with my audience for all these years, is to get them to get their head outside their four walls. They're managing every day in the trenches. They're managing the micro trends. They're seeing, little bitty things that are happening incrementally in their business. But the macro trends are the ones that slip up on you. If you're not raising your head up out of the trench, if you're not getting outside your four walls, if you're not looking around, if you're not thinking regionally, nationally, globally, you miss the macro trends, and they can take you down if you miss them. What do you think?
Absolutely, and I think, why this year made me really think about it. I remember, back in March when we first had to close our office, I was driving home, and I've been an entrepreneur. It's going on 27 years now, so I've been through the 2008s and the epidemics and endemics and whatever. And I was thinking to myself, why is this really, really knocking me? I'm just a small business. I usually get through these kind of things. And then I realized that I understood that we are all connected digitally. I'm not sure I understood how connected we were in for real life, if you will. Mm-hmm. But this pandemic hit.
You mean
60 days, all 7.6 billion people in the world. Mm-hmm. Small business, medium business, large business, every country. And I said, that's really unprecedented. Right. And I think that's what was really shaking me. So I went home and I started to think, well, how am I going to get through this as a small business? And I just started writing down, low-tech whiteboard, what I was seeing. Because the elephant in the room here is that some businesses have not fared well, to say the least, and some have exploded. I mean, Zoom is a fast company called, Zoom. They were naming things called Zoom towns where people have moved out of the city. And they're living in these small towns and just working through Zoom. Their stock, their business, it went through the roof. Mm-hmm. And that's what told me that, these macro trends, these major shifts can impact me as a small business, a boutique entrepreneurial business right up to, the Fortune 500s.
Right. Well, there's no question about it. And what you're describing is you're describing the analog part. As you know, this is something I've been trying to focus on for a long time, as I've been reminding people that for all the digital leverage that we're acquiring every day, and our world is increasingly digital. We have always been, we all are now, and we will always and forever be analog humans. You're describing analog responses to an analog crisis. I mean, this one thing about the coronavirus, it is not digital, it's analog, isn't it?
Yep. Well, it is, and that's why it hit us in such a major fashion. But what I think we can do and what I think we can learn, you know, around, you know, from this virus, from our experience, from the fact that some companies are doing extremely well, is to ask ourselves, you know, how do we quickly learn how to recognize some of these longer-term macro trends and maybe leverage them for our own good?
Mm-hmm.
And I literally go through four super quick steps just to get my mind trained to it. I choose a company. I look at what they do. I ask the purpose, a little Simon Sinek there, what's their purpose? And then from there, the macro trend usually comes out. And I'll give you an example. It's an old example, but everybody will know it. I mean, you look at Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. You know, they used to have, what, 7,400 movie rental
right.
chains? Their purpose was home entertainment, and the macro trend that took them out was virtual.
Right.
But the incredible thing was that shortly after Netflix was founded, when they were still doing like mailing CDs
right.
or DVDs to people's
right.
homes, rather than being virtual at the time, they went to Blockbuster and they offered to sell them full business for $50 million.
They did.
Yeah, that's 1/2600th of what Netflix is worth today. And Blockbuster threw them out.
Yeah.
They didn't do the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's, you know, for some reason, they thought that they were bigger than the trend.
Well,
they thought they were
in the video store business. They didn't realize they were in the entertainment business.
Exactly.
And see, this is a really good point.
That, you know,
120 years ago, the railroad industry almost lost their industry because they thought they were in the railroad business. They didn't realize they were in the transportation business. They were missing the macro trend, right?
Yes, and you know, they're thinking about commodities rather than the impact that they have on people's lives. You know,
yeah.
Blockbusters, as you said, they were thinking they were in the rental business,
right.
But yes, they were in entertainment or home entertainment.
We're going to get into this in a little more detail with our good friend Ken Tinsel right after the break. Cause of Disturbance is one of his books. The 90% Rule is the other. Ken, I need your website, please.
Spider.works with a Y.
Spider.works with a Y. Spider Y with a Y. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.